ברשות מוריי ורבותיי, עובדי אפ השם, בשם השם נעלה ונצליח. With the name of השם, we should go up and have success with השם. And the parasha of this week, parashat Lech Lecha, there is this big מסירות נפש of Lech Lecha, that הקדוש ברוך הוא said to Avraham Avinu to leave his home, his town, his country, and to go to the place that he's going to show him. The question is, why HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he did not tell him exactly what he wants from him? Why Hashem did not tell him exactly what he wants from him, the reason why he wanted him to leave the country is that he wanted to go to live in Eretz Israel, and he wanted to give him to Eretz Israel. And I'm sure that if Abraham Avinu alav shalom will listen to that order from Hashem to go to Eretz Israel, he will be glad, he will be happy, because Eretz Israel is the holiest place in the world. So why HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he did not tell him that he wants him to leave Haran and go to Eretz Israel? Well, some rabbis said, well, this is the test, that he did not know where to go. Understand? This is the test that Hashem, he did not tell him where to go. But on the other hand, I don't think that was the test. For me, the test was that Abraham Avinu alav shalom, when he was in Haran, the Torah said, "Ve'et ha'nefesh she'asu be'Haran," that he made a lot of neshamot there. He made a lot of people to believe in Hashem, as the Torah said, "Ve'et ha'nefesh she'asu." It's like a fabric, like the fabric neshamot. "Ve'et ha'nefesh asher asu b'haran." That means that Abraham Avinu alav shalom, he made neshamot, he made people. I mean, it's like you fabric something. It's like you fabric a car. Abraham Avinu, from those people that they were Rishaim, he made from them people. He made ve'et ha'nefesh asher asu. He made, it's like a homemade, it's like a made of by the hand of Abraham, you understand? This is, well, now Abraham, he listened from Hashem, you have to leave this town, you have to leave your country, you have to leave your house. That was a big test for him, because he wanted that all his family to do teshuva. He wanted that all the people of Haran, they will do teshuva. He wanted that the whole country will do teshuva, because Abraham started a good job. Because at that time, Nimrod, the king Nimrod, he was the opposite of Abraham. And Abraham, he proved that Hashem is Emet. And Abraham proved that Nimrod is a liar, is a sheker, he's not a god, he's nothing, he's only a human being, he's a mamzer, he's a rasha, Nimrod. So now that Abraham Avinu, he did a big job for Hashem to leave Haran, it's very difficult for him, you understand? It's like a Rosh Yeshiva. A Rosh Yeshiva, he has a big yeshiva. Big, he have thousands of Talmidim. And he built the Talmidim. He built the yeshiva. He built Torah in that place. Can you imagine if you tell him, leave this place, go to Kenya? Huh? It's a big test. Can you imagine if you tell him, leave your place as Rosh Yeshiva and go to Somalia, or go to, I don't know, go to Australia? I mean, it's going to be a big test for him. Now, we understand Abraham Avinu alav shalom, He made people. He created people. When you push a Rasha to do teshuva, you made him. You understand? You made him. So Avraham Avinu, he made people. Now HaKadosh Baruch Hu tell him to go, to leave. That was very, very difficult for him. It was very, very hard for him. How can you ask him to leave? So that only that is a big proof. It's a big proof for Avraham Avinu alav shalom. So now the question is, why HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not tell him, Lech lecha me'artzecha, leave your country, your town, leave your home, and go to Eretz Israel. Why Hashem did not tell him, go to Eretz Israel? Go to Eretz Israel, and that's it. Why Kadosh Baruch Hu, he hide this secret? Why? Of course, I think for me, even if he tell him, go to Eretz Israel, it'll be for Avraham Avinu alav shalom, is going to be as well a big test. Now, just you have to listen to this. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he wanted to build from Avraham Avinu a nation. Now, I have to explain you this. Your children, when they see you, what they see on you? The father, yes? When they see you as a father. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he saw Abraham, that he was a good child. Abraham Avinu, he served Hashem. He showed Hashem that he loved him. He showed Hashem that he is his father. It's not Terach, my father. It's you, my father. Because Terach, he only teach him idolatry. He did not teach him something good. So Avraham Avinu, for him, Avraham Avinu, his real father is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is for him his real father. Now, Avraham Avinu alav shalom, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, leave your country, your home, to the place that I'm going to show you, he did not tell him, I'm going to show you. He did not show him Eretz Israel. He did not tell him Eretz Israel. You know why? Because Avraham Avinu, he could say to Hashem, Ribbono Shel Olam, even if I go to Eretz Israel, I prefer to stay here. Now, if Hashem would show him Eretz Israel, listen to this, If he showed him Eretz Israel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Avraham could say to Hashem, Ribbono Shel Olam, I know it's a holy place, but can't you see each man that I made him, each man that he returned the teshuva, he become a holy place, he become like Eretz Israel, he become a holy man. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he did not to give this argument to Avraham Avinu. That way HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not say to Avraham the place that he wanted him to go. Because if HaKadosh Baruch Hu will tell him, I'm going to give you all the reason why you have to leave this place to go to Israel, because I'm going to give you Eretz Israel for you and for your children. Look, listen to this. Can you imagine that Avraham Avinu, he would like to lose a place, to lose a country, to lose I don't know what, just to stay, to remain in Haran, to give their Torah, to teach Torah, to teach people to believe in Hashem, to teach people to have emunah on Hashem. You understand me? If I ask you, would you like to stay in Haran or to go to Eretz Israel, what you would answer me? Maybe you tell me, okay, I go to Eretz Israel. But Avraham Avinu alav shalom, he made people there. He made people to fear Hashem. He made people to believe in Hashem. So Avraham Avinu, he saw the hand of Hashem on each man that he made, each man that he did teshuva, he saw in him the face, the kedusha. You understand that? So Abraham Avinu Alav Shalom, he could say to Hashem, Hashem, you want to give me the land of Israel, but here I have a lot of lands. Each man that I made, it's a holy. It become like a holy person. So why should Abraham he reach a high level when he used to do a man, when he used to push a man to do teshuvah, he saw in him something very, very special. So that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not tell to Abraham Avinu, go to Eretz Israel. He just told him, I want you to leave your home, that's it. Where? I don't tell you where. You just go. Now the test is going to be even more. Why that is going to be even more? That means now, at least if he had, if he knew the place that Hashem wanted to give him, at least he could have an argument with Hashem. But now that Hashem did not tell him which place to go, he has no argument. He cannot tell Hashem, but this man that I made, homemade, I made him to do teshuvah, is better than that place that you want to give me. You understand me? You have to know this. Now that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you have to know this. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he wanted to test Avraham Avinu, a very, very large test. A no limited test. And how this test can be no limited, so that Hashem can give him a big schar, so that Hashem can give him a bigger reward, only by not telling him the place. Because if Abraham, he would know the place where he's going to go, maybe he could argue with Hashem. Of course, you have to know this. We did not see that Abraham Abinu, he showed to Hashem that he didn't want to go. Abraham Abinu, he listened to Hashem and he ran away to the place that Hashem told him to go. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he wanted to show Abraham Abinu, Hashem, he wanted to show the world how much Abraham Abinu, he was a big tzaddik. First, he did not have any objection. And the test was so wide, so big, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not tell him where to go. Because if Hashem would tell him where to go, maybe Avraham could have an argument. Maybe he would not say to Hashem. But anyway, Avraham would not speak. He would not say nothing to Hashem. But maybe he could say to Hashem, Ribono Shel Olam, here in Haran, I did a good job. Here in Haran, I made a lot of people. Maybe here I have success. Who can guarantee me that I can make other people somewhere else? But Abraham did not speak, he did not talk. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not tell him where. Abraham could say, but here, if I make people, it's like each man, it's like a land. Each man, he become a holy man. Apart, he become a reason why you created him. We created him for you. So now he's to you. Now he's back to you. Why you want me to go to Israel? It's a holy place, but here as well, I have holy people. So now that Hashem did not tell him where to go, so now the test is become bigger. Bigger, because where am I going to go? Would I have the zichut to make people like the people I meet here? That was the test that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to Abraham. And do you know what the Torah said? That Lot, he went with him. That Lot, he went with Abraham. Now just imagine, Lot, he was from his family. Lot, he was a Rasha. And now he wants to go with Abraham Abinu. That means that he made a big teshuvah. Yes? I mean, to follow Abraham Abinu, עמוד החסד, you have to be a tzaddik. ואת הנפש אשר עשו בחרן. The people that they made. Can you imagine what that means? Just think a little bit what that means. It's like a fabricant that he said, what is this fabricant? Yes, a fabricant is like a manufacturer. It's like a manufacturer who built, you know, a special car. You know, each part of the car, he made it. It's all homemade. This is the meaning of et hanefesh asu asu v'ham. That means, from a man that he was Rasha, he made of him a tzaddik. It's like, you know, a Rasha is like a behemah. Just imagine, you change for a man from a behemah. You have a behemah, and now out of the behemah you made a man. Can you imagine that? Huh? That's what Avraham Abinu did. Ve'et ha'nefesh asher asu b'haran. And he did them in Haran. And Haran was the place of the Reshaim. Can you imagine that you go to a place that they are all of them, they're Reshaim, and there you convince people to become tzaddikim. Can you imagine that? And that's what Avraham Abinu did. And the Torah mentioned that Lot, he went with him. Why did the Torah mention Lot? Why? You know why? Because Lot, he was more Rasha than the other people. And even that he was more Rasha than the other people, he went with them. He went with Abraham. That means he became tzaddik. He became a special man. You understand? Now, I would like just to answer your question. You ask me why Abraham he risked his life for Lot. Yes? I would like just to ask you one question. Did Lot not risk his life when he left Haran to go with Abraham to a nowhere place, to a place that he doesn't know? Huh? Can you imagine that? Can you imagine? In what condition was Lot? He had a town, he had a city, he has his home with his wife, his family, his business, everything. And he went with Abraham to a nowhere place. Just imagine, David. I tell you, I'm coming to New York. I'm going to go to see you in your office. And you have a lot of appointments. And I come to your office and I tell you, I would ask you to go, just go. You ask me to go where? Just go. I'll tell you where to go. Just take your car and drive. Now, I understand when Hashem said to Abraham, go. Okay. Because Hashem, he spoke to Abraham, and Abraham, he heard the voice of Hashem. But a man, Lot, he thought Hashem told him to leave. When Abraham, he announced that he's going to leave. So Lot told him, hey, uncle, where are you going to go? I don't know, I'm going to leave. Where? I don't know. At that time, there was no airplanes. There was no destination. There was no train, no cars. There was no roads, no autoroute. There was no helicopters. There was nothing. You should take your horse and drive. Can you imagine that? And there is in the middle of the autoroute, you have a bar, station, restaurant. At that time, it was desert. God, just in the desert. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine what sacrifice Lot did to live? I mean, understand the sacrifice that Abraham did. Because Abraham was special. Abraham discovered Hashem by his own. But Lot, he doesn't know all this. Lot, he did teshuva with Abraham. And now Abraham is mad. I mean, people, they may think that Abraham is mad. Where do you want to go? Have you heard somebody who tell you, I'm going? Just imagine that I tell you, I'm going to the airport. And you ask me, you go to the airport? I say yes. And you ask me, and you tell me, and you tell me, and I tell you, I'm going west to the airport. Where to? So I tell you, I don't know. Have you heard somebody telling you that he's going to the airport and he doesn't know where he's going? No, I mean, if you have on the airport only planes to go to London, so we know that you are going to London. But you have thousands of flying. Where? I don't know. Let's catch the first plane. But you go where? That was Lot. That's what happened with Lot. He did not ask questions. The same way that Abraham Avinu, he did not say to Hashem, where I'm going to go? Lot, he did not say to Abraham, where you're going to go? I want just to go with you. Wherever you want to go, I go. If that's what Hashem tell you, if that Hashem's will, I'll follow you. But where he follows him? In the desert. He risks his life. He could die in the desert. So now I understand why Avraham Avinu, he risks his life to save Lot when Lot was kidnapping. When they kidnapped Lot, when he was in Sodom, Avraham, he sacrificed himself, he put himself in danger to go to save, to protect Lot. Midah kenegid midah. That's what he did for me before. That's what he did for Hashem before. So Hashem has to save him. Understand? No. Now, I would like just to ask you one question. The question is, why did Hashem accept it that Avraham, he will go fight against five kings? I mean, Akash Baruch could say to Avraham, mind your business. What is your business? Why you fight for Sodom and Amorah, those cities that they're full of Rasha'im? And you want to go to save Lot? Even Lot is a Rasha. He left his country for you. Now he become rich. And he left you and he went to Sodom. Yes or no? I mean, how did Abraham, he sacrificed his life for Lot? I mean, why actually did he did not stop him? Did you think about this question? So, you know what it is the answer? We see that Ibn Hashem, he did not stop Abraham not to go to fight the five kings. The contrary, he helped him. And there was a lot of miracles. And he beat them. It was a big Kiddush Hashem. You know why? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he understood Abraham. Abraham said to Hashem, Ribono Shel Olam, I have to go to save Lot. I have to go to save my nephew. I have to risk my life for him. Why? Because he risked his life for you, Hashem. When he was in Haran, he was with his family. He was there. He needed nothing. And when I left Haran, he followed me. He did not ask me when I told him I'm going to go to a nowhere place. I don't know where I'm going to go. He just followed me. He did not ask questions. The same way that I did not ask you questions. So we have to... the same way that he risked his life for you, Hashem, because he loved you. That's why he left his home, his town, his country. So I have to save him. And Hashem accept. And now we understand this special neshama. Now tell me what the Baal Tanya said. Repeat. You see, I'm going to repeat what you said from the Baal Tanya, that in every generation there is a tzaddik who give light to people, or give hashpa'ah, give a certain influence to make people doing teshuva. Every generation, you have to know this. We learned that from Noah, that Noah, he saved the world. Even that he did not save his generation, but he saved the generation to come. Yes or no? Because if he was not tzaddik, HaKadosh Baruch Hu would destroy the whole world. So because that he was tzaddik, so his zechut stayed for the generation to come. The same way we say about Abraham. He was a big tzaddik, he has a special neshama. And from Avraham Avinu, he made people ואת הנפש אשר עשו בחרם. Now we have to understand this. What Abraham did, that he made people to serve Hashem, that's what the tzaddikim do today. They make people. When they push them to do teshuvah, when they push them to, they show them the way of Hashem, so they made them. It's like Moshe Rabbeinu Alav HaShalom. He was shakul kineged. He was the equivalent of all Jews, Moshe Rabbeinu Alav HaShalom. And from that we learn that every tzaddik in every generation is equivalent with the old people of his generation, and he saved them. And just I would like just to tell you, you know, this week, how much I was sad this week. I was very, very sad. Because there's a lot of assimilations here in France. Too much. You cannot imagine how we fight the assimilation here. We fight so much. And you cannot imagine how much it's hard for the people. Now, I just now receive, there is a man who came from America. He came specially to come. He came now, he's going to fly it back. He came just to get a bracha or advice. He has only one son, and he's going to get Maria Goya. And he said, who's going to say Kaddish for me? He was crying. So I told him, did you give him education? He said, yes. I told him, what kind of education did you give him? Do you respect Shabbat? No. Do you eat kosher? Only home will eat kosher. So I told him, so what do you expect from your son? No kosher, no Shabbat, no mitzvot, nothing. So what can you expect from your child? What can you expect from him? You want him to be a Jew, a Jewish girl. But why you didn't make him a good Jew? So we bring you a Jewish girl, but you didn't make him to be a good Jew. You're a father. It's easy for you to give to make your child, but because it's your son. For a rabbi to make a man, it's more difficult to understand. But to make a child, it's your son. It's your son. It's easy to make him. Abraham made people. Ve'et ha'nefesh asher asu b'haran. But my children. I cannot say I made them religious. No, because they are my children. So it's easy for me to give them the education. I mean, if they were not my children, it's going to be very difficult. But my own children, it's easy. It's very easy. So I told him, why did you make your child? Why didn't you give him? Of course, you take him to Disneyland, eat there, not kosher food. You take him to a restaurant, not kosher. And yes. What did you give him? Nothing. So he did not made him. So now you want him to marry a Jew, but he's a Jew only by name, but in action he's not a Jew. Asiya. To be a Jew you have to do. You have to do the Torah mitzvot. If you don't do them, how can you be a Jew? This is the Mitzvot Nefesh of Abraham Abel. He reached a very high level to make people. Be'ezat Hashem, I pray for you. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make you brand new Be'at Hashem. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give you health, bracha, v'atzlacha, bri'ut, panasa, kin ratzon. And I hope Be'at Hashem next week you will give me good news. I'm going to go next week to Morocco. I'm going to go to pray in the kever of my grandfather. And Be'at Hashem, I will pray for you in Morocco. And I wish you well and God bless you.